All right, welcome to this BrightLearn AI update. I'm Mike Adams, the developer of BrightLearn, and I've got great news for you. The most requested feature is now in place for authors. And that is, if you're an author of any book, whether it's a free tier book or a token generated book, you can now log in via your author page and you can edit that book. And then once you've edited it, it will be republished and repackaged and re-uploaded. So by editing the book, you know, you can edit any subchapter, you can add references, you can remove references, you can essentially add or delete any text that you want in any chapter or subchapter, both the main text area as well as the references, and then click save and then click republish. Here's the thing. If you have a free tier book, or frankly, any book, you get one completely free republishing action. If you need to edit it a second time, then at that point we ask for another token from you. So again, one complete edit, complete republishing, no problem, no issue. The second edit requires a token, and any edit beyond that requires a token. And the reason we needed to do that is because it takes resources to republish and re-upload and you know, compute resources, bandwidth resources, etc. And it's recreating the PDF file, which takes CPU resources. So we couldn't have a situation where everybody would just make one little edit and then click republish and then come back 10 minutes later, make another little edit and click republish. Like, that would jam up the system. So we're trying to encourage users to do all the edits you want in one session and then click republish. And then it still, even at that point, it can take anywhere from a few minutes to several hours for that, for those changes to take effect and to be seen on the public site and in the PDF, etc. So really what happens behind the scenes is that when you click republish, it gets put into a queue. It's a republishing queue. And that queue then grabs your book, re-renders all the static pages, all the PDF, uploads it, tests the upload, makes sure it's working, etc. The thing is, that packager is also dealing with new books that are coming through the system from authors that are submitting new books. And so the packager gives preference to older books first, by the way. But if there's a lot of new books that have just come in, then the packager might be busy for a while. It might have to catch up. So just give it some time, have some patience with the process. And also, if it's slightly glitchy in some way, let me know. Remember, it won't actually use a token unless you finish and click republish more than once. So for most authors, they don't even need this at all. But many authors were requesting it, and so we put it in. And if you're using the book for your own maybe promotional purposes, or you're using the book to maybe as a personalized gift to someone you know, you can add your own personal message to the book, or you can add your own websites to the book, especially if you're using it promotionally to, a lot of people are using these books as sort of free giveaways for things that they're selling, like an online course or a seminar or a product or whatever the case may be. Having a good digital bonus item that's downloadable is a really great and smart, effective way to conduct a lot of, you know, advanced marketing. And people love to download the books and have them and have all that knowledge available anytime they want it. So you can use the editing feature to achieve that. Okay, the other thing that we've added is you can now delete your book. So previously we had allowed you to request a delete, but then that required another person to review those requests. And we wanted to make sure there weren't security issues where somebody could hack the system and just delete everybody else's books. And that's why it was that way temporarily. But now it's no longer that way. So you can directly delete your book if you wish to. And that's understandable. There may be cases where you create a book and then you don't like how it turned out. So you can hit delete and then you can try again, especially if it's a free tier book. Now, remember, it's a limit of 3 books per day per email address, but that's plenty for most people. If you run out of, you know, your 3 uses today, you can wait till tomorrow and try it again. And then the other thing that we've done is you can request a regeneration of the book cover art. And that's also automated. It goes into a queue where there's a batch. There's a processor that then regenerates the cover art for the books that have requested that. And that could take, depending on the queue, it could take a few hours, or it could happen in a few minutes. The reason we did that is because a lot of people are realizing that their cover art contains typos, which I was warning people about that. In fact, after the cover art generation, when you create a book, it says, have you checked your cover for typos? Because there's a lot of typos, especially in the free tier books that are created without tokens. And the reason for that is because that uses a different engine. See, the token books are the more high-end books. It uses the most expensive art engine, which is actually quite expensive. We could not pay for that high-end expensive art engine for all of the free tier books, so we use the next best engine for the free tier. And that engine will have typos about 5 or 10% of the time. And I've noticed that a lot of authors don't notice the typos. And then they'll just click continue, and then the book gets created, and it gets published, and it's got like a horrible, obvious typo on the front cover. Well, you can now just click regenerate, and then it will be regenerated for you, which will hopefully fix the typo. Now, how do you access all of this as the author? Well, it's simple. You go to your author page. What is your author page? It's the page that shows up when you click on your name. So just go to any book that you have created, click on your name, and it will go to your author page. And your author page will have a login link. It says author login. You may have to look for it, but it's at the top or near the top. And then you click on author login. And then you just enter your email address and the PIN, which is essentially your password. It's a 6-digit PIN that was emailed to you. And by doing that, you can log in and you can see your books, etc. And then, you know, you can take all those actions that I just mentioned. You can delete a book, you can regenerate the cover, you can regenerate the book, etc. You can edit the book, all those things. So it will list all your books. And there are some authors at BrightLearn that have authored over 100 books. Did you know that? And it's not me. I've authored, looks like, 43 books. And actually, one of them I just created as a test. I was going to test the delete function, and I created the book. It's called Vibrant Vegetarian Tacos. And it's about how to have MSG-free vegetarian tacos. I was going to delete it, but then I realized this is a very useful book, and the cover art is amazing because it's got avocado wedges on it. So I decided to keep it. And then I created another book about peanut butter, and I deleted that one to test the delete function. So yeah, sometimes that's what I'm doing. Okay, I've also added an email announcement function to my admin backend, so I can send you an email announcement about the latest features if you are an author on brightlearn.ai. And if you're not an author, hey, what are you waiting for? It's super easy to use. All you have to do is go to brightlearn.ai and enter as little as one sentence or as much as 75,000 characters. You could even paste in transcripts, articles, book chapters. You can paste in lists, anything you want. And whatever you paste in there will be used to create your book. So all that becomes your book prompt. And then the book prompt determines the table of contents, the book outline, and then all the writing and everything that happens, the cover art, even everything is influenced by your prompt. So all you have to do is just go there and start playing with it. Whether you have a token or not, you know, you can use it for free with no token to generate shorter books, that is 3-chapter books, or if you have a token, then, you know, you can use your token and generate much longer books with better cover art. So all that is now in place. Okay, the next feature that I am working on right now is the personal digital library download feature. And it's getting pretty close. Here's how it actually works. You'll use the search function on the site, books.brightlearn.ai. Use the search function. And you'll see the search at the top of the page. You can search there for anything you want, you know, whatever topics you're interested in, like, I don't know, anti-cancer foods and herbs or whatever, whatever you want. Or natural food for horses or the gold and silver investment strategies. I mean, anything, quantum computing, you know, consciousness, anything you want. And then it will bring back search results for you. And it'll show you all the books that match your search. And the feature that's coming is that right there, there will be a button that says, turn this search result into a downloadable personal digital library. Okay? How cool is this? And if you click that button, it will, I mean, it'll take you through a couple of steps, but it will essentially, it will package up all those books for you into a large downloadable zip file. And you'll be able to download the zip file to your local computer and open it up or extract the files. And then all you have to do is double-click index.html, which is in the zip file, and that will launch in your local browser. And then there you have now basically a local offline version of BrightLearn AI consisting of the books that you selected in, that were part of your search set. So in other words, this whole thing then works offline. So that's how you'll be able to download a large collection of books, and you'll be able to even say how many books you want to include in the download, because more and more books makes the download, you know, large, obviously. Like, it could get to be hundreds of megabytes, mostly because of the book art. You know, the PDF files get large for that very reason. So that feature is very close. You'll see it soon. And understand, the reason I'm doing it this way is because I'm dedicated to making sure that you can access all this knowledge offline, so that even if the internet goes down, or even if there's a power grid outage somewhere else, or if our server goes down, or if there's extreme online censorship, or a war, or whatever, you'll have this library locally on your computer. And I strongly encourage you to download all the books in, like, survival and preparedness and food production and gardening and, you know, emergency first aid and how to make your own herbs and things like that. And if you do that, and by the way, I'm going to prepackage some downloads for you so you don't have to run searches, but I'll run them for you, and I'll prepackage them, and I'll share those URLs with you if you want to just download some of those. Well, at least that's my plan. Well, I guess I have to test that before I can commit to it. But anyway, you'll be able to download what you want. Just make sure you understand it's going to take some bandwidth, you know, it's going to take some local storage, and it will take some time. So depending on how many people use this feature, packaging up your personal library and then creating a download link for you and then emailing you that link, even though it's all fully automated, that could take up to 24 hours. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Even though it's fully automated, I'm only going to dedicate one thread to this function. That is one CPU. Because I don't want to multi-thread this thing. It'll clobber the other functions, such as generating new books and things like that. So I'm going to dedicate one CPU to this at first, just do a single thread. And when I say single thread, I mean one virtual CPU, even though virtual CPUs are multi-threaded, but that's, never mind, you know. Anyway, I'm going to do one CPU on this, and then it could take hours depending on how many people use it. But if you watch your email, you will eventually receive the email that has the link for you to download. And then you click that download, you can download all those files and then extract them on your local computer, like I mentioned. You could also share that link with other people too. So pretty cool. So anyway, that's what's new at brightlearn.ai. We now have over 6,500 books published there. And then after I finish the personal digital download, the next feature I'm rolling out is the auto translation into Spanish and then French. And then after that, I'm going to do full-length audiobooks. And then we'll add some additional translation languages in 2026. And then we'll add mini documentary videos sometime, probably later in 2026, depending on what happens with the AI video engines. But the bottom line is brightlearn.ai is continuing to get, you know, super packed with new features, new conveniences for you, whether you're an author or a reader of the books there. And if there's a feature that you want, number one, you can always email us at support@brightlearn.ai, or you can just wait because probably 100 other people have requested the same feature. And we are taking account of that and building the things that people need. And I know that, for example, one of the requests is, can I upload or can you upload images to put into chapters? For example, you may have a chapter and you want a table or something there, or you want a photo there. And yeah, that's something that we'd like to support. The difficulty in that is that we have to always design features to halt malicious actors. And so what someone will do if we roll out a feature where, you know, you can just upload images, someone who's trying to discredit the website would create a book and then edit it. And then they would upload like porn into the book, you know, and then they would go out and tell everybody, look, you know, there's porn all over this website because they're the ones who did it, you know, and it could be, you know, the FBI doing that or whoever, or Big Pharma or some group that just doesn't like what we're doing. It could be anybody. So we always have to think about that. And how would we halt that capability? And the only way that I know of would be to use a reverse image interpretation classifier so that somebody uploads an image and then we have to use AI to look at the image and to tell us what's in it. And if that classifier comes back and says, well, it's porn, you know, then we would reject the image. But the problem is that function costs money. It costs tokens. It costs compute, right? And anything that costs money like that is, especially if you're offering it throughout the book, you have to figure out how to pay for it. And I don't yet have the answer to that if we support widespread image uploading. But that's a feature that I have in mind, and we'll see if that's possible at some point. However, in the meantime, by the way, you know, you can download the PDF files and you can edit them using any PDF editor. And there are some open source PDF editors that do exist. And then you can edit them yourself, you know, so you can put in anything that you want. And just remember, just give credit to brightlearn.ai as part of the Creative Commons attribution, which is the license under which we have published all these books. So enjoy using the tool. And thank you for all of your support. And please tell others about the tool. Share all the information. Use it. Share the books. We're all about decentralizing knowledge for humanity. And I'm really hoping that more people will use it for nonfiction. There are a few fiction books on there. People have done like story time books and things for children, which is fine. But it's really designed for nonfiction books, sort of how-to books and knowledge and, you know, things that can help humanity move forward, especially censored knowledge. So use it. Don't feel bad about overusing it. If you use it a lot, that's great. We encourage that. And tell others about the engine and tell others about the books to download. And we will continue to build brightlearn.ai. More features, more awesome stuff coming. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams. Oh, by the way, if you do want to support us financially, so to speak, there are two things you can do. One, you can shop at healthrangerstore.com. And when you shop there, every purchase helps support the engine because Health Ranger Store is donating most of the compute that's used by the engine. Secondly, when you shop at healthrangerstore.com, you'll also receive loyalty points there at that website, and you can swap those points for book tokens. It's 300 points per token. And you get these points automatically. Basically, when you make a purchase at healthrangerstore.com, you get about 5% back in the points. And so you can swap those points for tokens. Also, if you just create an account at healthrangerstore.com with the Loyalty Lion program there, just create an account with your email address, you get 300 tokens instantly that you can use for a book token. Or I should say 300 loyalty points that you can trade for one book token. So again, you can just go there and create an account, and then you have a token to create a book. So take advantage of all of that, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams, the developer of brightlearn.ai. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.